Well, good morning.
Good morning, Bora.
Yes.
Did you want? Are you want a handheld?
No, we got it.
We got it. Okay.
Got it right.
Okay.
Yeah, I got.
He's used to having threesomes. He can go back and forth. Back and forth. It's okay.
It's all right. Bora, it is a pleasure to be on the Average Joe Movie Show.
No, Bora's gonna have to get. We're gonna have to do your own mic.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah. Okay.
Can you hear this old hag now?
Yes.
You couldn't hear it. Okay, that's my fault.
You scared to hold it to my mouth too long, aren't you? I'll bite that shit right off. Is this rated X or rated R? We get rated whatever you want to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't change.
It's not even going to be edited. We're just gonna put it on.
I got a reputation in Salem. I got to keep it clean, but I'm at Spooky, so we're going to keep it mean.
That's right.
Own your inner monster. That's what I say. So what you doing here?
We are promoting our podcast, The Average Joe Movie Show. So, have you heard of it? Probably not.
Yes, I have.
So,
boy, don't you?
I don't know how to. I don't want to.
Pretend like you gay and put that up against your mouth. Put it closer.
I thought I'd
your wife
hold it
around.
Right here, but
turn your head, honey. We're trying to teach him how to use a microphone. He's scared to put it close to his mouth. The ball's too big. The head's too big. I'm sorry, I forgot. This is your radio podcast.
No. This
Go
is
ahead.
Yours today.
I'll take over
you're
real quick.
You're taking over the reins. You're the host today. You're the host. No, we are the Average Joe Movie Show podcast from Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach.
Yeah, the racing. That's it. That's all they have is racing
up
there.
You need another drink.
Yeah.
You falling asleep on me, asshole. Look at that. Wake up.
I'm back. I blacked out for 5 seconds.
They filmed a movie down there, based a movie on Daytona Beach, right?
Yeah, it was.
Before you were born.
Yeah, it was Tom Cruise. Days of Thunder. That's it.
Days of Thunder.
I actually watched that for the first time recently, actually.
That was about him being a race car driver, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. What was his... The guy from Princess Bride.
Dear God, please.
Goose.
Please feed him another quarter. He's falling out.
Come on, wake up. I'm trying to think of it. Carrie Ewells is in it?
Yeah. I think they filmed some of that in South Carolina, too.
Yeah, they did. But they only went to Daytona to go for the actual speedway and a couple of the condos. And then everything else was...
Daytona, is that in... That's in Daytona.
Yeah.
I'm testing you, you dummy.
Wait.
Ain't much upstairs. His wife says there's plenty downstairs, but it ain't upstairs.
It hasn't been talking to them. So what are you doing here in Spooky? You're from Salem, right?
I love Spooky. I love the people that come here. I love all the handmade products. I love cracking on people. I love the people that run Spooky Empire. And I love the Average Joe Movie Show. That's why I
love
came
it.
Especially this year. So I can
I love
my...
it.
You what?
I said I love it.
Do not say love to a witch.
I hate it.
There you go.
I hate it.
There you go.
So you actually go when you're at Salem, you're actually on the street corners just
hooking. Street corner plus hook equals money.
I gotta write that down.
No. Yeah, write it down because your brain ain't memorizing this morning.
Yeah, nothing. It's just going. In and out, right there.
In and out, in and out, so, in and out, in and out, in and out.
So
we're making a porno today.
An audio porno.
Well, that's called phone sex.
That's actually how we wound up paying for all this. You know, you do some live streaming in the hotel room. Boom, booth paid for.
You feel like you in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, no, he did some Vegas last night. Yeah. He went to the Hard Rock.
You put something in a slot.
Yeah, and I never got it back.
That's what usually happens. You lose your virginity, you don't get it back.
Yeah, that was the original name of the show. It was the John Larry and Bobbitt podcast.
Oh, really? She ain't chopped it off yet, have you? No, I live in Salem.
Okay.
And October is the Haunted Happenings happens in Salem, and it starts the last 2 weeks of September and runs all the way through October. And the very last day, of course, is October 31st, and they have a huge firework display. But all through the last 2 weeks of September, all the way through October, they have haunts, they have psychic fairs, they have Halloween contests, costume contests, they have a couple of parades.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh.
You have to book a year in advance for hotel
rooms. A year?
A year in advance for hotel rooms. If you want to stay in Salem.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to go on ghost tours and haunt tours, walking tours, you have to book that all a year in advance. So what I do is I stand on Essex Street, which is a pedestrian walkway where you'll find me, a busker, and other buskers like Frankenstein and Hellraiser, all these other characters. And we stand there, and people come up to us. They take pictures. They give us a dollar or $5 or $20 if you come. Give me $20, we'll make you come. and so they take pictures and all. But what I do is I donate a portion of those proceeds to a children's charity in Salem each year.
Oh, wow. Is it a different one every year?
Yeah, it's a different one every year.
Which one was this one this year?
I haven't decided this year.
Oh, okay.
No, I got to go and vet them out and make sure that all the money goes towards them and not the CEO, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's good-hearted of you. That's great.
And, you know, I also marry people. Thank you, by the way. Marry people. I wed people.
Oh, wow.
I do wedding vow renewals. I can legally, wed people.
Wow.
And, I'm trying to get Spooky Empire. Well, I'm going to keep that a secret. I better not say anything. Hush up. Anyway.
Next question. Did you actually, were you actually in Salem for Halloween or were you here?
No, I was in Salem.
Oh, wow. So you traveled all the way down here.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's.
I left November 1st, 6 o'clock in the morning. I got on my broom and I flew all the way here.
How long does it take on a broom?
It takes, if I'm drinking, it's going to take a while because I got to stop. I got to keep peeing. Next time I'm going to add a catheter so I don't have to stop so long. You know? But I just came all the way up here to see the Average Joe movie show.
Yeah, and we are so happy to have you here. Well, you have plenty of stuff to do, but we don't want to take up too much of your time.
You're not taking up time. That's all I got is time.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Is there anything you want to add? Oh, look.
Ask away.
Is there any, when could we have you in Daytona Beach? When would you be able to come down there?
And have you sent me a damn plane ticket? I'll be there.
You got it. Yeah.
Shit, is that easy?
Okay.
Okay, here I am. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to get it done.
Yeah.
We're going to make it happen.
We're going to make it happen.
All right.
Listen, I wanted to say one thing, though.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler came to Salem.
Oh, yeah.
And his whole crew. And they filmed the movie that's going to be released on Netflix in 2020. It's a Halloween movie called Hubie Halloween. Hubie, because that's the character. You look so sad and lost over there. Why?
Come on, sound man.
Sound
look
man.
Look alive.
Ain't no sound coming out of his mouth. You just be there and cute. You sit there and... So he came there and he... they made a movie called Hubie Halloween, and it's about, I don't want to give too much away.
No.
It's going to be, Hubie is a kid or an older gentleman that lives in Salem, and people kind of make fun of him and think he's a little off, because he's a little off, and he witnesses a murder, and he tries to convince the locals and the local police that there's a murder, but nobody's taking him serious.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
I bet. Did you meet Adam Sandler? Did you talk to him?
I was cast as a featured extra, so hopefully I won't end up on the editing room floor. We were, of course, told, don't talk, don't take pictures, so I didn't because I didn't want to get fired.
Right.
And so anyway, so he came up to me, he said, oh my God, with his little Adam Sandler voice, oh, witch, however he sounds when he does the Adam Sandler voice. And then he said later on, a weed. And then later on he said it must be hot because they filmed this in July and August and it was hot.
Oh, gosh.
It was hot. So and I worked for 7 days on it.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 days on it. So it was a lot of fun.
I bet. Oh, that's so much. That's so cool.
When you see the movie, one of the most favorite parts of the movie was filmed in Marblehead. There's a hotel. Hotel Marblehead.
Okay.
It's an old house that's now a bed and breakfast, or it's a hotel. I don't know if it's a bed and breakfast or just a hotel. Anyway, so if you look at the pictures now, it's a blue house, a blue mansion. So they totally converted that into a haunted house. So they boarded up the walls, painted it, and everybody was going up there taking pictures. So that's actually one of the most fun scenes that's going to be one of the most fun and favorite scenes, especially people that live in Salem and Marblehead, because they know the house before, and then they see the house transformed into a haunted house.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring that up is because when you see the movie, the outside scene is that house.
Oh.
The hotel. When it's supposed to be a haunted house, I believe. So when you see the inside of the house is on a movie set, it's just kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. The movie magic.
Hollywood came to Salem and Marblehead.
That's so cool. That is so cool. And what's the name of the movie again?
Hubie Halloween. H-U-B-I-E. Hubie.
Hubie. Yeah. Halloween.
Like
all right.
Color hue, kind of like a hue color.
Okay.
Awesome. Unless they change it.
Yeah, that happens too.
Just to let you know, if they ever do another Salem roundup, you come to Florida, we'll put you in our attic. You can stay there.
Well, put me up there. We'll go when y'all come to Salem.
You're a little loud. We're gonna have to if you gotta stay in the attic, we're gonna muffle you. I don't know. We're gonna have to put some styrofoam, No, you're cool with it?
Yeah.
I'm saying if they're looking for witches.
Okay. What I just understand you saying was blah, 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 blah. What the hell are you talking about?
If they do a witch roundup again like they did in Salem, you need a safe place.
Oh, you mean hanging up?
You need a safe space. We will take you in.
Y'all damn country people, it's a roundup is what you do in a rodeo.
You don't deserve that.
You don't deserve that dick in your mouth. A roundup is what you do on a rodeo. What they did in 1692 was they hung witches. Big difference. They did not set them on fire in Salem. No, they hung them.
So you.
That's okay. You can make mistakes.
Yeah, that's why you're here. Correct him.
We gotta correct you. So please give him the mic back.
Yeah, here.
With that education.
That's a good education.
With that education, restate what you were trying to say.
If there is an attempt on your life, you can come stay with us in Florida, which is usually where people go to attempt other people's lives. But we will take you in. If they decide they want to kill witches again, you can come stay with us. Well, I wanted you to know that.
That's very kind of you. I understood that, but other bullshit he was saying, I didn't understand. Talking about styrofoam and shit like that.
They got to round them up before they put them up. I'm just saying, man.
Put them up like your girlfriend. Hang her up. Slap her butt a couple of times. Oh, I got you now. That's very kind of you. That's the other way around. Would you like to be tied up?
Me?
Yeah. You said the other way around.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
I said, tie the wife up, and you said the other way around, which means translate.
I was just passing on the energy.
Don't get nervous.
I was passing on the energy. That's all I was doing.
You know that hog tie? You from Dayton? You know that hog tie? Hog tie your husband up. Use that magic wand on him, girl.
That's right.
You know, I thought your wife had to pick out a wand.
You did?
Yes.
And she claims to be some sort of Harry Potter fan.
She is a Harry Potter fan. What's the name of that store over there?
Magic wands.
Go bring me two of those wands, please. It's okay.
You think he will?
Yeah. Tell him I need two of those wands. Hurry up. We on time. Just be rude.
We have all the time.
Be an asshole and work your way in. Yes. Gosh, she's slow.
I know. She's trying.
Lucky
to. Lucky
you. Sorry. That wasn't spit. That was a fucking wig. Just grab. I need. Get it. God dang it. You. I need two wands. Just two wands. Yeah. Go.
Easy.
Oh, no. Shit, I dropped mine. You don't drop a wand. We're going to have a. Can I do this?
Yes, of course.
Of course, I can do it. No. Take that one back. No, take that one back and bring me another one that doesn't look the same. God. Oh. All right. Thank you. If we lose them, she's the one you're going to charge. All right, now, which hand do you write with?
I write with my left hand.
This is very serious stuff.
I write with my left hand.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
now, hold this. Don't hold this with your left hand. Do not put it in your right hand.
Okay.
You will grow a wart on that left thumb.
Okay.
Okay, see? See how he's holding that, fellas?
Yeah.
Very nice and easy. Actually, that's pretty good. Some people damn grab it like a daggone football. It's not a football.
Not, okay.
Hold it gently. All right, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
Now, how does it feel?
It feels good. It feels like it fits.
It feels like it fits. Okay, now, and then so you know, you can hold it several ways. You can hold it like this. You can hold it like that. See? There's a big difference. Uh-huh. Minor change, but a big difference.
Fancy.
In the way it feels in your hand. Do it again. There you go.
All right,
there you go. Now it's all in the wrist. Watch it. I use my wand.
Okay.
It's all in the wrist. See? Now look. Now it's all in the wrist. Do like this. There you go.
I feel like loosen up a little bit. I feel like I'm tight.
Okay. You are tight. Just like she was before she met you.
Maybe.
Now loosen up a little bit. Loosen like you're digging Cool Whip out of a container. There you go.
I feel like I'm using more elbow here.
Well, you are. Think about the wrist. There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Now see, smell it. See? Now and then look at the color. I don't know if that's resin or wood.
I think it's wood.
Oh, is this wood or resin?
No, I was wrong.
It's resin. I thought it was resin. But see, some wands come in resin. I would prefer them in wood. Now look, you see how that feels in your
mm-hmm.
hand?
Yeah.
Okay, now, hold that. You don't just grab a wand out of a damn witch's hand. You are offered a wand. I'm offering you this wand. What are we doing? You trying to cut us off? Oh, I got you. Hand it to the sound guy who's quiet. He'll hand it to this idiot, and then this nut will give it to me. Come on, pass it around. There you go.
There you are.
These people, listen, don't know what the hell we're talking about. Thank you. Now, listen. Now, you'll feel a difference. That's real wood. That's
oh,
my wand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hold it gently. It's in the wrist, right? All right, there
I
you
feel
go.
Like
now, smell
I feel
that one. See the wood? Smell it? Feel
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
And listen to it. It talks to you. I'm not being funny. I'm being very serious. This
I'm
is
listening.
Very
I'm
serious.
Listening.
All right, now let me hold that one. All right, now look. Here's this one.
Okay.
And you can tell a big difference. Look.
Yeah, I feel like I don't need to use many hands with
it. Or fingers.
Yeah.
Now do the wrist thing. See there? See? Do you see the difference? The wand is the extension of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it will tell you and show you how to move it.
Yeah.
Now, you see how he moves his wrist with that hand, with that wand, as opposed to that wand?
Yeah.
Now, watch this. You are welcome to hold my wand again.
All right.
This is serious stuff. Now, see how you held it differently?
Yeah.
Those three fingers are a little tighter on the wand up there because it's smaller. Now,
yeah.
Hold your wrist again. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Now, they're all right. I think we had a good little wand lesson.
That we did.
Yes, we did. Now these two wands, those of you listening, came from Magic Monsters and Movie. They're designed by, I can't read that.
Anmore.
By Brian, I don't know how to say his last name, Bregenzer.
How did he say his last name?
Bregenzer, right?
Bregenzer?
Bregenzer, you did it right.
And you can find
him on ryanbregenzer.weebly.com.
That's right.
So, that... Thank you very much for that one lesson.
You take that very seriously.
Yeah.
You don't take it lightly.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Especially, you know, I don't want to look like an idiot when I go to Salem.
Either.
So,
no. They got a nice little store there called Wand Knots, and they've got a lot of wands. They need more than one wand shop, though.
I would think so.
It's a monopoly.
Yeah, in Salem it is. It's like the Walmart of wands.
It is.
That needs to go down.
It is. I'm having fun here.
Me too.
Yeah, do you always have this much fun?
I mean...
Let me ask her. Does he always have this much fun? Never mind. Just say yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. He said yes. You don't know what he just answered, does he?
Yes, he does. Now he does.
So tell me more about the average Joe... movie show.
Well, the average Joe movie show is four of us. We're from Daytona Beach. We're a bunch of friends, got together, get drunk, and talk about movies. And it's all kinds of movies. We talk about comedy, horror, dramas, pretty much the film of the week, too. We talk about, you know, concepts. We don't really critique movies. Like, we don't like, oh, we like the cinematography in this. This is really cool. Unless it really stands out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, to where a casual fan...
Yeah.
Can actually recognize it. Like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. How'd they do that? You know, because there's plenty of those. There's plenty of those, like, you know, well more educated film buffs that
you
are
know
out
that,
there.
That Joe Briggs.
Joe Bob Briggs, yeah.
He gets deep. He gets intellectual about it.
Oh, yeah, and that's...
I just shut the hell up and watch the damn movie. Talk a little bit about it, but damn, don't rip it to shreds. No, well, I do like him. He's got all my respect. He's here this weekend.
I know. I've met him like 3 times. I'm just like, you're great.
He and Darcy. Thinks,
yeah?
Yeah. That's right.
Darcy, you know, Darcy's
he
great.
He jumped right on it, didn't he, little quiet fella? Well,
Darcy's amazing. She's beautiful.
She's from Charleston, South Carolina.
I didn't know that.
You know it now?
Well, now I do.
That's what my crystal ball told me. Okay, look, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Reincarnation, if you died and came back,
okay,
which horror monster would you want to be?
Horror monster? I would probably be... someone who probably treated well at the end? No?
Jason, Michael Myers, come on, dumbass.
I've never been asked that.
Well, I'm asking you.
What about you?
Let me think about Jaws, man.
Jaws? Why?
I want to...
He eats a lot of meat.
I'm ready to eat girls in the ocean. You feel me? All right.
All right. I would be Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, I just like that. I mean, it could definitely happen.
Whoa, no, there's a difference. You mean Frankenstein or Frankenstein's monster? No, yo, shit.
I mean, in the second movie, they made Frankenstein as Frankenstein's monster.
Correct me, I didn't know that. Hell. Yeah.
So when they say the bride of Frankenstein, when they reveal the bride, that means that's his bride.
That's right.
Yeah, so he wanted a mate, he wanted a friend, and that was it.
But in the original Frankenstein,
yes, he was not referenced as Frankenstein. He was just recognized as the monster.
Okay, so. Outside of Frankenstein, the monster, did he have any other name? Like George or anything? It was just known as Frankenstein.
Abnormal. Abby Normal.
Abby Normal. That was from what movie? What movie was that from? You know,
Young Frankenstein.
Yes, put the book back.
Put it in deeper.
Whatever vampire has the biggest teeth. If Seabiscuit could be a vampire, that's who Matt would be.
I didn't see that movie.
Look at those fucking chompers.
Why they call you Seabiscuit? I feel sorry for her. Why they call you Seabiscuit?
I guess my teeth look like a horse. And the fact that I go like...
dipping in that biscuit. You put honey on that biscuit? No, it comes sweet already.
I love it. Yeah. But
y'all need a telephone so people can call in.
I know. That's the thing.
What's your cell phone number? Not that I want it.
give it out to the fans. 386-631-0398.
Are you live now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, y'all call tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
I'm not here. I don't want to answer to Satan. But you know... Go ahead.
What's your social media so people can find you?
My social media is salemsblackhatsociety.org. I'm also on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram.
Okay. Yo.
I also have an Etsy store called boraporium.etsy.com, and that's Bora, B-O-R-A-H, Porium. .itsy.com.
That's right. Check it out. If you don't, you're fucking up.
I'm not finished yet. I want to talk some more.
No. I want to get your plug in. A lot of people wait to the end for the plug. Okay, I like to get it in the middle.
We're gonna plug it all night long. If I need to go, we'll go.
I want to
talk a little bit about Halloween, the movie.
This is the only good part about today. So what? Far, we've had coffee and you, and it's been great.
That's good. I need some coffee.
There's some right there.
I ain't putting my mouth on that. That's a green straw. You see what happened when I put my mouth on a green straw?
You don't know where I've been, and you sure... Wait, no, what's that line? I don't know where you've been, and you sure shit don't know where I've been.
I know where you are going to go, though. Straight to hell with me. Listen, Halloween. Let's talk about Halloween.
Okay.
We'll probably talk about that till you... dead tired.
Yeah.
Dead tired.
Yeah.
Oh, straight forward. I can do that. Thank you, Sam, man. Well, I had it like this the whole time. Do we have to do the whole show over again?
No. You had it. You had it pretty good.
Listen, what's your favorite part of Halloween? Not talking about the original one.
The original one?
Yeah.
Probably when he hangs up the boyfriend. with the knife.
And he looks at him like that.
Yeah, and then leaves him, and you see just that low shot of his hand, of his feet just trembling.
Yeah.
It's my favorite kill. I love it.
There was some sense of humor in that daggum show. Right after he killed him, he took that damn sheet and put it on his head. Now, that would have been, you know, and then he put the fucking glasses on his face. What kind of sense of humor does a damn killer have?
That's like, I didn't think he would think about it, you know?
No, you got to think about shit like that. That's like daggum Pennywise. I mean, that's funny. A damn clown killing people.
In a sewer.
I mean, they got a sense of humor. But he did it. He's looking at that woman, and she's laughing at him and thinks that that's it. She's going to get some more dick. She's going to get another kind of dick. She's going to get a knife. That's what she got.
That's the last dick she'll ever get.
That's what. So, better be glad that wasn't Lorena Bobbitt. She would have took that machete right from his hand and chopped his dick, Michael Myers' dick, right off.
Michael Myers is here, actually.
Yeah, he has several of them.
Oh, yeah.
Original.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? And how long was Michael Myers in prison before he escaped?
Oh, wow.
Several years.
Oh, yeah.
60. Y'all don't get this deep when y'all drink.
Oh, yeah. No.
Unless you fucking. Then you get deep.
It was 30 years. Is it
something
20?
Like that? But he went in as a kid when he was, what, 6 or something?
Yeah.
He went in as a kid. Now, tell me this. He came out and knew how to drive a doggone car. And what damn policeman doesn't stop some idiot with a mask on their head driving around Illinois? In a car.
That's obviously not his.
I mean, he's just driving around. People don't even look twice except for the main characters.
Could be one of those Jesus take the wheel situations.
Don't say
you
Jesus
know?
In front of
yep.
a witch.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I was mocking him, but that's any better.
That's better. Save your
he's
ass.
Like, Jesus take the wheel, and Jesus is like, I don't know how to drive either. We both don't know.
We're going to go somewhere. I don't know. But I want to kill
somebody.
It looks
like we're going to meet each other at some point.
I mean, he's driving around like a fool. And if he pulled up to a gas station, there's other people getting gas. He's going to jump out with that mask. He's not going to take the mask off. He's going to pump the gas with the mask on. I mean, don't you think about this stuff? Somebody pulls up beside him. They're going to look at him and think, what the hell are you wearing a mask for? It must be Halloween. Yeah. I mean,
situational awareness for those people.
You don't think about stuff like this?
I do.
That's right. They were in Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
It was road trip. just like just.
He was only 3 hours away, but that's okay. So
talking about road trip, he was driving a station wagon just like Chevy Chase. That's right.
I won the money. I can't believe I never win, but I won the money.
One and I never win, but it's mine. Mine the money.
Did y'all see the remake of that movie? Chevy Chase made an appearance in it.
Oh no, I didn't watch it. I'm love the originals. I just can't. I just when they were remaking, I'm just sick of these reboots. You know,
well, I was afraid too. Seriously, on a serious note, I was afraid that they were going to screw it up. But it was just as good as the original. I swear.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
You
well,
need to watch it.
And this one's just called Vacation. It's not called.
I don't know what the hell it's called, but it's the remake.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago. 4 years
Ed
ago.
Ed Helms is actually the guy in The Office from The Office. So
yeah.
He played the lead. So well, that's. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it was actually a good movie.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'll definitely check it out. I obviously skeptic, but you know.
Well, it's normal to be skeptic.
Yeah. The new Terminator movie came out this week, and I want to see though.
This week?
Yeah, Dark Fate. Sarah Connor's back. Arnold's back.
Arnold.
Everybody, and then apparently they got rid of all the timelines in between. They just do that nowadays. They're just like, well, we made a bunch of movies in between here. Let's just cut this many out. So this is after. This is supposedly in the canon of T1 and T2. And it's 30... Actually, it's 40 years later, and there's another Terminator after another John Connor-esque character who's going to save the planet, and they go back in time and they kill him before that all happens. So it's the same thing rehashed, most likely. It's just they said it's back to rated R. That's a good thing. So I saw the Red Band trailer. It was it looks so bloody, and I love it. But it also tanked at the box office. It only got $30 million. So, oh God.
Well, I mean, it might be one of those situations. Oh my God, a remake of a remake of a remake of a remake.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
But you are right. See, you just proved your point. Why you haven't watched?
Yeah,
the new Vacation yet.
Yeah.
It's fucked up this Terminator.
Yeah.
You worried they're gonna fuck up in Vacation.
That's right.
Remake.
Yeah. Here.
You need your own damn microphone.
You know, normally we got a whole panel, but we, you know, last day we're on the low end. But I wanted to ask you, what's Boris' favorite horror movie?
My favorite horror movie is Halloween.
Wow. Woo.
It is Halloween. I just farted. I'm tight.
I don't believe that. Let's not.
All that flying on a broomstick?
I know girls that ride horses. There's no way you're doing that.
It's off the broomstick. Come on.
I would lie to you. I'm a witch.
That's true.
No. I was scared when I first saw that movie, Halloween, but now I can sit back and laugh. And I do ask those questions about Halloween. It fascinates me. And Jason. Why the hell does he kill people when they're having sex? You ever thought about that?
Well, that's because when he was drowning because of the...
They were having sex.
Yeah.
And nobody came to save his ass because they were fucking in the trailer.
I don't get that he's a grown man in the second one. He's a kid in the first one still.
That's because they skipped a few years. Dumbass, that's what you call growing up.
They honestly made Friday the 13th because they saw Halloween and they were like, we can fucking do that. And then they got a bunch of money together and they just, you know, they didn't realize how iconic they would be. And that, you know, they were like, we just wanted to make money. And so that was that one. So
there is a, where they filmed it, Crystal Lake. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah. Camp Crystal Lake. I forget where it is. I drove over there. It's now owned by, I think, some kind of camp. They do camps there and it's owned by a family. And I wanted to drive in there. But my spouse said no. They were out there working in the yard, and I assumed that they're the owners because they look like the house that was on the property, and right behind the house were woods. And if you do your study and on internet, you'll know that was the place where they filmed some of it or all of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the yard working, the owners. And I would have gone and asked, can we go back there and look? But my spouse was like, no.
Yeah, I mean, I would just be like, fuck it.
You would have done it, too?
Yeah, I would.
Do you like abandoned buildings? Sorry, I keep doing that. I'm not hitting on you.
No, yeah.
I ain't going to fuck you because you're ugly. No, but listen, do you like abandoned buildings?
Yeah.
Do you like to explore them?
I mean, I kind of check out the outer area first before before I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll check this out.
Why?
So, just.
You scared?
Yeah.
What are you scared of?
Well, I don't want to die at that moment.
You know what he's scared of?
He's scared of
what's that movie? The Hereditary. He saw Hereditary and would not go back in his house.
What's that about?
Hereditary is a fantastic horror film. What's the name of that director?
Ari Aster.
Yeah, Ari Aster did also Midsommar. So,
all right,
two films that have come out that are insanely frightening.
Yeah.
But it's more about like. It's that like deep in you scare where you're like, I can't, there's no safe place. I am just terrified to be alive right now. So, and he just didn't want to go in his house.
So Hereditary is this family that is traumatized by a bunch of death. And it's kind of just handling grief, also with a paranormal twist of pagan-like proportion.
Really?
Yeah. So,
That is right. That's why I said that.
That is definitely your kind of movie.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, that and Midsommar. Midsommar is a... in the movie, there's these kids that go on vacation. Or it's not really vacation. It's like they go on like a study. And for their master's degree, they have to do their thesis. And this one, they wanted to do this cult, this cultural festival called Midsommar.
Uh-huh.
And not knowing exactly what's going on. Everything's in midday. Like not just midday. The skies are blue. Everything that happens that is terrifying is completely bright. There's bright colors, there's greens, there's blues, reds everywhere. And it's just, It takes you into this dive of just pagan cult. And it's so frightening.
Another movie about paganism.
Yeah, Midsommar.
Midsommar.
It's called. It's spelled Midsommar.
It doesn't have anything to do with Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. Nothing.
No.
Okay, because
no.
When you said Midsummer, that's what I first thought of.
The way I pronounce it is Midsommar.
Yeah.
So those are two movies that are out on Blu-ray right now. So those are definitely ones to check out.
Yeah, I was going to say that the horror in broad daylight. That was the first time I ever got scared by that was in Halloween. When he's sitting just by some bushes, and you're like, ah, that's not supposed to be. Because up until then, pretty much everything horror-wise was happening in the dark, you know? Everything, yeah. Which is a lot of Halloween. But that moment where he's just outside, and you're just like, oh, this could just happen when you're walking down the street.
Standing in the middle of a line of clothes, hanging on a clothesline, sheets on a clothesline.
Terrifying.
That was terrifying. And then when hiding, like you were saying, you know, when he was hiding behind that ficus bush, and then she walked around and he was gone. That's some scary crap. Ooh.
Just like in The Crazies when that guy comes walking out into the ball field and there's everybody there and no one knows what to do. And you would think you're like, oh, all these people could stop one dude, but it was just one dude with like, what do you have, like a hatchet or something, an axe he's just dragging behind him. Broad daylight in the middle of like a Little League game and he's just dragging like a bloody axe down the street. That broad daylight is the scariest thing ever if you put the right kind of horror.
If you could scare somebody in broad daylight, you're doing something right. But you know, speaking of, did y'all see the Stranger Things when you were talking about the movie Midsommar?
Samar.
And the one prior to that, what was the movie prior to that you were talking about?
Hereditary. Yeah.
When you were talking about that movie, it reminded me of similar genre, or not genre, similar actions in The Strangers.
Yes.
That was a scary movie.
Yeah. Why are you doing this? You were home. That's scary. Like, that could happen.
Yes, it was based on a true story.
Yep.
But that was a scary movie. And actually, they filmed that in South Carolina. The house is in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. We found it. And the lady was home, and so she let us walk around the property, and some of the farm equipment that you see in the movie is still there, and the barn's still there.
I didn't know that.
Filmed right there, yeah. Even the dirt road where the kids were walking or riding their bikes or walking
at
the end of the movie. All that's right there in front of the house.
Yeah.
But that was a scary movie.
Yeah, that one, the first time I saw it, I kind of just like brushed it off because I was just, you know, whatever. But
you're probably drunk.
Yeah. Drunk and probably tired trying to fall asleep.
That was a simple movie.
Those are the scariest ones.
And that can happen. That could happen.
You know,
and you know what was really scary in that movie to me? It's very simple. The knock at that door. The sound and the tone of that knock. Mm-hmm. That was some scary stuff for me.
You know, take simplistic things. If you take simplistic things like just knocking on a door and turning into something scary, you've done something right. So I love when movies do that. I love it. Well, obviously horror movies. They take simple things and they just exaggerate it to the tone that it's scary, funny, or you know, dramatic. You know, in their ways, it's amazing. You know, especially. You know, and talking about like simple horror movies, you know, you got, you know, Halloween, it's Michael Myers just stalking some kids and killing them. Phantasm. That was a very simple movie for them.
Yeah.
Just the simplest ones are the legendary ones that come out. And it's just, well, I love it. That's what I love about them.
Let me ask you a question. Another question.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? If you had to choose one, who would you choose? Jason, Freddy Krueger, or Michael Myers?
To be killed?
No,
or
just
like,
to do your favorite one, your favorite.
Simple. My favorite's Freddy.
I like Freddy Krueger, too.
Yeah. Like,
the first movie I like, but when they made the others, I kind of like, ugh.
Wait, say your favorite's Freddy again.
Freddy?
Oh, bitch.
Okay. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Snickers.
Yeah. Mine's Reese's Cup. What's yours?
Reese's Cups.
Reese's Cups.
Yep. I can't get enough of them Snickers bars. So I'm So,
do you go after Halloween after their own sale and buy a whole bunch of it?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I mean, I missed it this year because I've been here.
You're
but
here, yeah.
Yeah, so I made sure I had some supply.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I had fun.
I know. What was your favorite part so far of this year's Spooky Empire?
Spooky Empire. Oh, I like going up to the celebrities and just shooting the shit with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite celebrity so far today?
Well,
they're all great.
They're all absolutely wonderful. I admire Elvira because she kind of, through watching her movie and watching her shows and all, it kind of made me feel like, well, look, I'm not so fucked up. Kind of right. Normal.
Right, yeah.
You know, and she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
But I love all of them, but she's the one I've known the longest.
Yeah.
Well, through TV, not in person.
Yeah, yeah.
I've known the longest.
And with you the longest. That's good. So
yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's
and
awesome.
And she's kind-hearted.
Oh, yeah. She's
very sweet.
Yeah, she got such a beautiful smile. She love did. It.
Yeah.
Love it. So, yeah, for my experience, like, I was, like, Clive Barker's here from Hellraiser. Like, yeah. he's an outstanding guy. You know, Joe Bob Briggs, you know, I could talk to him for forever. You know, Ken Forhey, I've met, like, four times. He fist bumped me. He gave me a fist bump, and it hurt.
But don't wash that fist.
Right. That's right.
Or just put a glove on it, you know.
What you were saying about seeing Elvira and making you not feel so weird, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, like I remember being a kid and people being like, you know, I grew up in the 90s, so people are like, oh, Pam Anderson, that was like the big thing.
Yeah.
I remember being like, no, dude, Elvira, and they're like, who's Elvira? And I'm like, bah.
I know,
like,
it makes you feel old, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
oh, I got you.
Yeah, but no, but yeah, so to realize that Elvira was my crush and Pam Anderson was somebody else's, like the majority of people, and you're like, oh, this is like, this is a niche kind of thing that you just wind up being into, because there's really no reason outside of just like who I was as a person. Nobody was like, hey, this is what you need to like. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Just wound up liking it.
Did you see her movie, Elvira?
Mistress in the Dark?
Yes.
I saw it a very long time ago. I haven't revisited it in a long time.
That should be your tradition to watch each year.
My tradition for each year has been watching The Thing.
Debbie Does Dallas. I ain't stupid.
Oh, I go every Halloween. I try to go to my mom's house and I try to make her watch a new horror movie that she hasn't seen before that I think she likes, because she likes horror movies. She doesn't really have
the initiative.
Yeah. So this year we did it early because we were coming here for Spooky, and then I was like, Mom, have you seen In the Mouth of Madness? And she's like, uh-uh. It was like the new the John Carpenter 90s film about Sutter Kane, you know, being like Stephen King-esque, and he thinks that he's God, in a sense. So that's all I'm going to say about that. It's super, super eerie, scary stuff, too. It's got Sam Neill from post-Jurassic Park. It also has Charlton Heston is in it too. Yeah, so it's a good film, and my mom actually really liked it. So,
did you ever see a movie? It was never released in the theaters. It was Burt Reynolds starred in it. It was filmed on his ranch during the divorcing of Lonnie Anderson in Jupiter Farms, Florida. He had a studio there, and they filmed The Maddening. Starring Burt Reynolds.
Oh, I've heard of it. I never seen it though.
No, well,
tell
you
us
should
a little
watch
about
it, because it's one of those cult non-classics.
Yeah.
But it's a fun. I was a PA in that movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I worked as a PA where you just do whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. You
know, whatever needs to be done.
Yeah, yeah. You do that stuff. Yeah. Yep. So that was a lot of fun. And Policewoman was in that movie. Who plays Policewoman? You probably don't even know who Policewoman was.
Policewoman.
There was a TV show called Policewoman.
It was just called Policewoman? Man,
yeah.
What was that, the 70s? It sounds like...
Yeah, it was before you were born.
Yeah, yeah.
Get off your phone. You have a radio station or a pod here. Oh, I apologize. Don't hang me for it.
You can tell when something came out by the title. Like, if you put a movie out called Policewoman right now, it would have to be, like, satirical, you know?
Exactly. Like. I'm trying to remember her name. That was fun. It never made it to the theaters, but
yeah.
He played a deranged fellow who owned a house, and this lady's car broke down, and they went to his house for help, and he ended up, you know, trying to murder them, and it's you should watch that if you can get your hands on it.
Yeah, the called Maddening.
Yeah, the Maddening.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Peeper Reynolds.
The policewoman, whoever played policewoman.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sandra Curry?
Nope. Gene Bell? Nope. Well, I can't see. The Maddening.
Oh, I thought we were looking at police.
Oh, policewoman. It was a TV show.
Oh, okay. I put movie. Whoopsies.
A TV show. I'm sure your listeners are yelling her name at him.
They're going to text message him. We know them all individually.
Exactly. Well, she was a beautiful
lady every Friday.
Growing up.
I call them every day and I check up on them. I say, did you listen to the podcast today? They say, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's my whole life. This
is
all
I know
do.
They're lying.
last thing,
Mia, she was in it. Oh, yeah, there it is. And then what's her name? Angie Dickinson. That's
Angie
what I was
Dickinson,
trying to think of.
Yes.
Angie Dickinson. Yeah. She was in it. Where did you find it on IMDb?
Is that Murder, She Wrote?
That was Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury, yes. Okay.
She also played in Sweeney Todd, another bloody Broadway musical.
Gave me a great idea, by the way, for a spooky costume, a couple's costume. Angela Lansbury and Matlock, but zombies. Come
That's a good idea.
It's so romantic.
But this is a good costume here, don't you think?
His face?
Yeah.
Oh, just
look like Hellraiser. Your face look like one of them crazy dildos you see on somebody.
What are the chatter?
Kind of stimulates.
I love it. I love it so much. Well, here, we're actually, that we have come to the end of the show. So
thank gosh. Thanks, this, Satan.
That's right.
Because you're boring the hell out of me.
Satan lives. But we're going to give, tell our viewers and listeners where they can find all your social media and your Etsy, right?
Yes, social media.
Yeah.
Salem's Black Hat Society. That's Salems, black, the color black, hat that you wear on your head, society.org on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And I have an Etsy store, boraporium.etsy.com. That's B-O-R-A-H, porium.etsy.com.
Awesome.
Show me some hate. Show me some love.
That's right.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. This was fun.
This was so much fun. I'm so glad you came on the show. And for our listeners out
there. Shut the hell up. We got a podcast station. It's rude as hell.
I'm going to miss it, whatever it was. No,
but you know what? Y'all should consider coming to Salem.
Yeah, that is definitely on the list now. It's on the top of the list.
Y'all should come to Salem, have your little show here.
Uh-huh.
And before you come, contact some businesses like Nightmare Gallery, Haunted Happenings Magazine. There's plenty of businesses. And say, look, we're going to talk to you for about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
And just shoot the crap.
Yeah.
We
recorded that.
I
don't have to
write it down. I ain't dumb. I'm ugly, but I ain't dumb. you'd have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that just everything that you were talking about that's up there during October, I'm just like, I don't know why the fuck I haven't been doing that every year. So that is definitely going on next year.
Well, like those bloody gory movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Hocus Pocus? Not blood and gory?
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
It's not your favorite. It's not on the top.
It's not at the top.
That's because they ain't got no blood in it. But anyway,
I wouldn't call it that.
So they filmed a lot of it in Salem.
Oh, okay.
And you can see the city hall, the town hall, and the houses, locations, and all pretty much walking distance.
Yeah.
But anyway, come to Salem and see us.
Will do. We will. I swear. I promise. It's recorded. It's inked in blood. I think. Her voice.
It ain't that serious. You don't have to sign it in goddamn blood. It ain't that serious. Either you come or don't. I don't really give a shit. I do.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That is the show. Do you need to say something, Zach?
thanks again for coming on, and I look forward to you in the remake of The Witches.
Thank you. I look forward to it, too.
Yes.
You have a hell of a day.
You too. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.